I've listed here just a few of them, but we'll cover a lot more in the next few minutes. First, we have to figure out how we're going to measure pain relief. So at the end of 2 hours, somehow we're going to have to get some estimate from our subjects that will tell us how much better they feel, how much relief from the headache pain they had. So that's a measurement issue that we need to deal with. When we collect all this information or data from our subjects, we need to figure out how to make sense out of it. How can we summarize it in a way that not only makes sense to us, but in a way that it makes sense to other people? Because after all, what we want to do is communicate the results of our study to other people who might be interested in these medication questions. So this initial part of summarizing and describing the data is really what we cover in the first 4 weeks of the course, or five, and that's the descriptive statistics part. So we want to describe the data we collect in a way that can summarize and communicate as clearly and concisely as possible. We also then want to reach some conclusions about our experiment. We'll talk a little bit more about this later on, but the conclusions that we want to reach have something to do with people in general who are going to be making decisions about medication. So we're going to study 60 subjects in this experiment, 30 for aspirin, 30 for Tylenol, and we care about these 60 subjects, and we care that 30 might be doing better than the other 30, but what we really care about is whether or not this would hold in the population at large. In other words, we care more than we care about more than just these people in our experiments. We're grateful to them for being there, but what we really want to do is be able to say that this applies to other people that weren't in our experiment as well. In other words, we want to use the data that we collected from these 60 subjects, which is our sample, in order to make an inference about the larger group or the population from which these subjects were selected in the first place. And that this business of making inferences from the sample to the population is really the second two-thirds of the course, and that's what we call inferential statistics.